This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And according to exit polls, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has a small lead in the New Hampshire primary. Actually, we can project now that Senator John Kerry has won the New Hampshire primary. Former Governor Howard Dean is coming in second. And Wesley Clark and Senator John Edwards are locked in a close race for third. We now go to Tovia Smith. She's at Wesley Clark's headquarters. Tovia, is he still in the state of New Hampshire at this point?
He is, and he's expected here any minute. It's not clear whether he is going to concede to a fourth-place finish or claim a third-place victory here. But people are getting a little bit more excited here. It may be harder for you to hear me now than and for me to hear you than when we last spoke an hour ago or so. There are whoops and hollers here as the TV programming now is showing for the first time that Clark has pulled ahead of Edwards for the first time. They were within a couple of hundred votes of each other all night, according to some counts anyway. The campaign is insisting that either one is okay, 100 or two votes. They say it doesn't really matter. Voters will see that. But clearly they would rather have a third place rather than a fourth place finish tonight.
Well, they really have been running neck and neck all night, back and forth between 12% and 13%. And the reason I ask you if he was still there, because there was a word that he might be headed to South Carolina tonight to attend a conference, and many were starting to read much into that. What would that say?
He is supposed to take off tonight. He was supposed to attend a concert, a musical concert and rally, but there was weather problems of the musicians getting in. So for that reason, that was canceled, is what I'm hearing now. But he is on his way to South Carolina, as his aides say, to our turf, where they're very eager to compete as a favorite son of the South, and where they say they have a huge advantage over other candidates. They say they're raising more money, and they have, of course, the home field advantage there. And they're very eager to get there and turn things around. They'll be in four states on tomorrow alone. They say that their internal polling, from their perspective, their internal polling shows them first or second in six of the seven February 3rd states. That's what they're saying. Missouri is the one in question.
Tovia, Wesley Clark had made some rhetorical missteps this week, but he was still attracting large crowds at all of those rallies when he was, particularly in the last days, on that 10-county tour throughout the state. As you talked with voters in those crowds, what were their impressions of the general?
Well, you know, he did make some missteps. He hit a few bumps this past week. And he said all along, I'm not a politician. I'm the outsider. I've never run for political office before. And that kind of inexperience kind of started to work against him this week with those gaffes, the comments about that some saw as him pulling rank on Kerry, a Navy lieutenant. He stood by as Michael Moore called President Bush a deserter, and he never really disavowed it. He said he was the only candidate who grew up poor. And I'm not sure the gaffes themselves cost Clark support. From what I heard, it turned voters off from reporters as much as from Clark. But there's definitely an opportunity cost, as maybe Clark was spent less time on message and more time trying to clean up and clear up from those mistakes and missteps. And that may have cost him support.
Thank you, Tovia.
You bet.
NPR's Tovia Smith at Wesley Clark's campaign headquarters.